Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the prohibition of wearing silk clothes for men and the prohibition of them sitting or leaning upon silk and the permissibility for women to wear it. We explained before that Allah Ta'ala has created a man and created a woman. Uniquely, Allah Ta'ala has created them differently with different roles. And so long as that roles are respected, this is the role of a woman, this is the role of a man. So long as the roles are respected, then you'll find that there'll be harmony, there'll be peace, there'll be a good, pure society. Together with respecting the other rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respecting this rule of man being different, a woman being different, her role, her duties, her objectives are different. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as far as gaining the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both men and women are equal. Both are equal. In other words, a woman can get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can become the biggest wali of the time, and a man can also become the biggest wali of the time. There is no difference as far as them getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Both have equal opportunity. But in administration of this world, Allah ta'ala has mentioned, walil rijali alayhinna daraja, that Allah has given a degree of superiority to the men. And this will remain to the day of Qiyamah, irrespective of how much the world, the secular world, tries to create gender equality, tries to create men and women to appear to be the same. They will never be the same. They will try and give them equal positions, they will try to give them equal authority, just so that they can give woman more power, empower the woman. But Allah Ta'ala's system is such that any system wherein you change the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will upset the whole procedure, it will upset the routine, it will upset the administration. And a simple example for us to understand is people talk about women being equal to men in everything. But if you ask them in a boxing match, why don't you put a man to verse a woman if they both are equal? In a soccer match, why don't you have women versing men? Why don't you mix the team up? And they won't do that because now they know that now they're not equal. They are different. There's a big difference. You can't have a rugby match where ladies are versing men. The ladies will all get injured. So there they know that Allah Ta'ala has created different. But somehow the mind doesn't want to accept it. And each time a woman is tried to make equal to the man, it doesn't happen. Psychologically, mentally, Allah Ta'ala has created them different. They're beautiful, they are unique in their own ways. They must be respected in that way. When that system is changed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to make a man equal, to try to make a woman equal to a man, then a lot of abuse takes place on the woman. A lot of abuse takes place. For example, you find that if a woman is working now, generally, she is asked now to contribute towards the home. That same woman that is working is asked to contribute towards the expenses of the home, and that husband that's supposed to be working and paying off the expenses and supposed to be contributing towards the expenses, he starts shirking his responsibility. What happens in the end of the day? That home now becomes a means of abuse towards that woman. Now she must work, she must contribute towards the expenses, plus she must take care of the home, the family, the children. So how much of abuse comes about when we upset the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You will get isolated case and isolated incidents or instances where women will need to help and assist. But these are very, very isolated. As a general rule now, what the West have done is try and create that independence for that woman. Give her that independence and ask her also now to become self-sufficient. So now even you'll find that the balance of the home is lost. Even the husband can't be in charge of the home any longer. Why? Because the woman now has got the authority. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahab was mentioning that in one incident came to him, that at some wedding function, the husband was working for some business and the wife was an attorney. They're both sitting on the same table. Husband on the same table, wife on the same table, and the other guests also in that hall, whichever wedding hall it was. Allah Ta'ala protect us, one of the evils of sitting together also. So, sitting on the same table and eating. So on the table, the wife is telling the husband, there was some discussion that was taking place with the guests and whoever was there. So the wife is telling the husband, you don't speak so much, you're only earning half what I'm earning. So on the table, so you don't talk too much, you're only earning half what I'm earning. I'm earning double what you're earning, so you shouldn't be talking. Now what a level of embarrassment that is. Now when the wife is contradicting the husband, there's so many guests on the table. So Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us. When money goes to the head, then the whole system changes. So therefore you find Islam is so beautiful, that it shows us from the bottom that this is what a woman's position is, this is what her role is, this is what she can wear, this is what she can't wear, this is how a man behaves, this is how a man, what he can wear, what he can't wear. So there is hikmat and there is wisdom in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. So today we'll go through the last two ahadith. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, حُرِّمَ لِبَاسُ الْحَرِيرِ وَالذَّهَبِ عَلَى ذُكُورِ أُمَّتِي وَأُحِلَّ لِإِنَاثِهِمْ رَوَاهُ الْتِرْمِذِي. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, silk clothing and gold are prohibited for the males of my ummah. Silk clothing and gold are prohibited for the males of my ummah, but lawful for the females. So here it is speaking about men and women, that men can use silk and gold, but a woman is allowed to use silk and gold. Children are also forbidden from wearing all type of silk clothing and gold, since immature children are not responsible, mukallaf. The sin of wearing such items will be upon the parents and guardians. So the parents are making the small boys wear gold and silk. Now that guna will come upon the parents. Why? The child is not mukallaf, he's not responsible for his actions, but the parents are responsible for the way they are bringing up the children. So the parents also must be careful. The last hadith, and حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة وأن نأكل فيها وعن لبس الحرير والديباج وأن نجلس عليه رواه البخاري. هذا حذيفة رضي الله عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade us to drink, or نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام forbade us to drink from gold and silver utensils and to wear silk and silk brocade. We explain silk, fine material, silk brocade, a thicker type of silk, or sit on them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even prohibited us from sitting on them. Ulama scholars and ulama explain, ulama of deen, that Islam does not encourage a life of extravagance, because utilizing silver and gold utensils and sitting on silken fabric and silken cushions, etc., indicate towards a life of extravagance. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like us to indulge in extravagance. Allah Ta'ala wants us to be such that we are simple, we are thinking about akhirat all the time, we are humble, and one of the roads and one of the ways of bringing humility in a person is he doesn't indulge in too much of extravagance. Now and then it's okay, but it mustn't become part of his life that he wants to be extravagant all the time. This is something that will create pride in us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.